welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help. Maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. So random.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Well, I don't know what to do about that now. I feel like I'm betraying the trust of the listener.
Well, you either start with your favorite one, even if it was the last one.
Well, the problem is I didn't find anything that was like, ooh, yeah, that's sexy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I ended up on the Darwin Awards, and the Darwin Awards are just so sad.
Are they?
Well, you know what they are, right?
Are they funny?
Well, it depends on your sense of humor. Like, yeah. The Darwin Awards have been going on forever, and they're basically like, they honor Charles Darwin, the father of evolution, and I think the website says, quote, it commemorates those who improve our gene pool by removing themselves from it in the most spectacular way possible.
That's awesome.
Have you never heard of the
Darwin? I have heard of the Darwin Awards.
All right. You just hadn't heard
I didn't
that.
Know it was specifically about removing yourself from the gene pool.
Oh, it's so sad. And this story reminds me of you. Because, not because you're dumb. It reminds me of you because it's a man whose name is Sean.
Yes.
And he was from Florida. And you love Florida because you're from Florida.
I am from Florida.
So this guy, Pastor Sean, right?
Yes.
He was on a lake and he was with his friend, and the boat began to flounder.
Yeah.
The Darwin Awards, proving that they're not the smartest always either, said founder.
Oh, but, they did.
But whatever. So Pastor Sean didn't have his PFD on, his personal flotation device, right?
Yeah.
But, right, the other boaters are like, no, we'll get rescue. You'll be okay, right? But sadly, he like basically like they came, the rescue, right?
Yes.
Brought him back to land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he was like, no, I wanna be out on the water. And I wanna like go get my boat. So he had his friend, quote, ferry him back out to the lake so he could rescue this ship in distress. Okay, that's understandable. But again, without a life jacket? So all this started, you know, a little while earlier, like before 2 p.m. And now it's 5:30 and he tried to go from, like, transfer himself onto the little boat.
From his friend's boat?
Yeah, and he capsized the boat as he was trying to jump from one boat to the other one. And then he was in the water and without his life vest.
Yes.
And
he didn't know how to swim, did he?
No.
What? Are you kidding me?
No. And so then his buddy tries to save him, right?
Yeah.
But he can't get him out because it's hard to yank somebody onto a boat. Like,
yes,
if I had to yank you because you're so big,
you'd never be
it'd be like really bad. We'd be like breaking the boat apart to give you PFD. It's like you'd be like Jack and Rose in Titanic. All right. But anyways.
Well, most people have flotation devices on their boat, at least to give to somebody in the water.
Yes. And like a lot of people, when they train for water rescues, they train by grabbing the handles on your PFD.
Right.
But Pastor Sean didn't have handles. So, you know, He died. It's terrible. I mean, so it's succinctly. Like, this guy had a family, and now they're like...
And he's supposedly a Florida man.
I know. What Florida man doesn't know how to swim? And what Florida man doesn't put on a life jacket?
Oh, well, there's a million of those. Oh. But... Still, but, you'd think after the first thing, you might be like, yeah, I'm going to be a little more cautious. Especially, why would you ever be on the water if you don't know how to swim?
I don't
know. Without a life jacket on. That's like wearing one at all times.
And you know you've already been rescued once that afternoon.
Yeah.
Like,
he should have seen the light the first time. Like, literally the bright light, you know. Apparently it didn't go out for him.
And then there's another one, because I feel bad for Pastor Sean. I don't want him to be the sole focus. This guy in the Netherlands, right? Yes. He was a soccer player, and yes. He was bored, apparently. And he decided to leap off a cliff into the ocean, right?
Uh-huh.
And they write, my athletic strength will carry me way out into the beautiful blue waters 30 meters below. And so he told his people, like, to film it, right? Yeah. And then he yodeled. He yodeled as he went down.
Yeah.
And he died.
He didn't hit the water.
He did. Well, you're supposed to... He, like, tombstoned, which means you're supposed to hit it, like, feet first, right? And 30 meters is super high.
Yes.
And, like... You have to go 10 meters horizontally to make sure you get deep water when the cliffs are that high usually.
Yeah.
And then you're hitting the water if you're jumping from 30 meters at 55 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah. It's bad. And he couldn't leap 10 meters horizontally.
Man.
And so it was basically like getting hit by a car when he hit the water.
When he hit the rocks.
Well... Did he hit the rocks?
It says no, not even a great footballer can leap 10 meters horizontally.
Oh, well.
It says he fell into the sharp sea rocks below.
I know, but I don't know if that means like the rocks underneath the water right under that the wasn't water? Super deep.
You might
because
be
I'm not
right.
going to watch the video.
You might be right. He might have
like, it's hit just the really water. Sad.
Yeah.
It was really sad. But it's really stupid. It kind is. Of like our podcast.
It's not stupid.
But
it's never stupid.
We're going to talk about good things soon, right?
I don't know. Depends on what you got in store for us, baby.
All I got is cat butts, man.
That's really bad out of context.
I know. There's a cat that keeps shoving her butt into my face and licking my fingers. And I'm not quite sure what that means in the cat world.
Yeah, I can't get that sort of thing in the bedroom.
I'm not a cat. So, hey.
Hey, baby, what are we talking about now? Self-improvement?
Cat butts and self-improvement.
You're looking at takeout orders. The menu for dinner, huh?
I was earlier. But apparently, I kind of thought I had everything open that I needed, and I didn't. I didn't have it open. So, why don't you just tell us about your life, Sean?
My life?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my life is wonderful.
Oh, really?
It is the most sunny, happy experience any human being could ever wish to live.
I have a birthday this week.
I know, tomorrow.
So that's a big thing.
But is tomorrow, what will tomorrow be for our listeners, actually? Does this go up today?
Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. But now everybody's going to know my birthday, and then they're going to steal my identity.
They'll never guess that we're born in 51, baby.
All right, that's true. I'm very old. Over on Living Happy, we've been talking a lot about like time management stuff.
Not just on Living Happy, let me tell you.
And in our house. So one of the big things that a guy named Chet Holmes says that you should do.
Make a list. I'm just kidding.
You're such a dick.
That's your mantra. Make a list.
Make a list of the reasons Shawnee is a dick. Today.
Well, that would be a very short list.
So, anyways, Chet Holmes, a big executive guy who wrote The Ultimate Sales Machine, says that one of the big things that you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Is make a list for each day and make it a top six list.
Top six what?
like the top six tasks.
You want to get completed?
Yeah, man. All
right.
And he's like, you write them down on a sheet of paper. You have to write them down, because if you don't write them down, your brain doesn't get them, basically. And then this other lady on the muse, Lily Herman, she's like, you know, you want to only have a few things on that list, because if you don't get them all done, you get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Maybe this little piece of advice you should pay attention to.
No, that doesn't work for me. Okay. So, like, so this lady has like a separate tab on her MacBook.
Yeah.
She, nice shout out for her by saying what kind of computer it is. But it has like apps for tasks that need to be done at a later date. So she calls that her later to-do list.
Yes.
And then she also has her, this is what I have to do today list. So, I mean, I kind of do that, right?
Oh, you definitely do.
But, like, I have a really long work day and I get all my shit done. So the point here is that for a lot of people, you want to make it only six priorities so you have that sense of completion and you don't feel overwhelmed before you already start.
Right.
Like, but for me, I just do it. I don't get overwhelmed. I just do it. So, I get overwhelmed at 2 in the afternoon, and I'm like, oh my God, there's still so many more things to do.
You almost always get a moment.
And I do. Like, here's my, and so the next step is, like, you want to take all those tasks, I can't say that word, those items on your to-do list, and you want a lot amount of time for them so that you have an understanding of how your day will work and if you can get them all done.
Right.
So like mine on Saturday was like, work on this person's story for 60 pages, 2 hours. It was single space. Work on this other person's story for 50 pages, 1 hour. Get Loving Strange up, 30 minutes. Write Living Happy, 1 hour. Emails, you know, notes to another person. Write my own book. Revise my own book. Write like a newspaper story and then do a blog story, right?
Right.
And so I tend to, write them all down. I give them all out an hour or what, half an hour or whatever they are. And then I try to overestimate my time.
Yes.
A little bit. So, like, if something takes 20 minutes instead of 30, I get to have, like, that happy little party in my head. Like, I'm ahead of time.
You don't have any stuff on that list that you actually makes you happy, like exercise or painting, so.
No.
You should start adding that.
I don't have enough time. Don't be like me. So, anyways, the whole point is that planning things out is super helpful to get your goals done. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, like, the Chet Holmes guy says that you should keep your productive task items on your to-do list down to only 6 hours, which we all know I fail at. And science agrees with that.
Yes.
There's a Forbes article by Julia Chang that says that research has made the case that productivity isn't harmed by working fewer hours. It's like, oh, really?
I would definitely agree with that, actually. I mean, it depends on what you're doing. If you're watching a machine do something in a factory,
yeah,
it's not going to affect productivity. But if it's like mind-based,
yeah,
the longer you work, the more your mind's going to start to wander and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's an article on the Harvard Business Review, and you know that the other guy, Chet guy, we've talked about before, he's like, if you get interrupted, it takes you so long to get back into your flow.
Dude, that's so true for you sometimes.
So true, and I'm constantly getting interrupted. Not
by me, though.
And then you had an eye roll. And then also, like, people interrupt themselves by checking their phone and checking their email, right? Like, this Harvard Business Review article by Steve Glavesky says that Adobe found that employees spent an average of 6 hours a day on email.
What?
Yeah. And it's because, like, we're all like, oh, we have to respond right away. We have to be available. You know, we have to, like, make sure. But the thing is that when we do that, all our productivity tasks that we wanted to get done at the beginning of the day get pushed aside, right? And he writes, another study found that the average employee checks emails 74 times a day while people touch their smartphones 2,617 times a day.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's like more than you touch your sexy spousey lover. Or even pet your puppy, which sounds wrong.
That's because when I touch my sexy spousey lover, I hear that wonderful song.
I touch myself.
No, no. Oh, no. Don't touch me there. Something.
Is that a song?
That's my no-no square. It's not a song song. It's like a meme thing. Oh, the meme. Online.
All right. Anyways. Okay. Just you're creeping me out. Okay. So employees, they say, are in a constant state of distraction and hyper-responsiveness. And that's kind of an issue, right?
Yeah. Like,
because we can't be productive or get the stuff that we want to get done. And then we feel bad that we're a failure because we're always checking our emails and our phones because we want to be responsive right away, right?
Right.
Which is kind of like wild, right? Like, and if you think about a typical employee's day, he says it's like you have these long meetings, you have interruptions that aren't planned, you have like, always like, hey, are you on board with this? Are you on board with this? Are you on board with this? Like, and like, you're always trying to like get all your emails gone to show you're proficient.
It's called
inbox zero. And like, so there's all these like switching between tasks and like making your brain switch from one thing you're doing to another thing you're doing. And that all ends up wasting a lot of your time.
Sure it does.
Yeah. So back to time management hacks, you just really kind of want to plan your damn day. You know, you want to think about the tasks that you have. You want to try to limit your interruptions. You want to plan out the time for each task. And
then you got to stick to it, right?
Yeah, man. You got to try to stick to it, which is sometimes the hardest part.
If you don't stick to the list, it doesn't do you any good, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's good advice.
Oh, I just found my other tab.
Help people stay on board.
Yeah.
On task.
Right? Like, it's a good thing. And it's okay.
Yes,
it is. It's okay. Be you. You can get it. You can do it. And I hear people always are like, I hate lists. How can I do it? And I'm like, well, how do you know what you have to do if you can't
make it out?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. Or, oh, writing a list takes too much time. It's like, no, it's like 5 minutes at the most. I do mine in usually like 3. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it, people. Don't put up blocks.
That's right. Mental barriers to your own success.
That's right, man.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Dog tip for life.
What's a tip today, baby?
It was Sparty's normal thing.
Oh, I love him.
I asked him a question. Adorable. He chuffed at me, turned around,
started
to walk away. But as he was walking away, he said, dude, day planning or planning your day needs to include walks, poops, and water. Just saying.
I think that's right, man.
Actually, that's very profound.
I think.
Because you should give yourself a break once in a while to get up out of your chair, if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stretch your butt and your legs, you know?
Yeah.
You definitely got to poop when you got to poop.
You should
poop. And you need to stay hydrated. Like, literally, you can't just, you know, work all day without drinking water.
But the more you hydrate, the more you hydrate, the more you have to go pee. Every time you go pee, that's a distraction.
It's a necessary distraction. As long as you don't go in the bathroom and get on your phone. Oh, I got to go pee for 45 minutes later. Oh.
I did Wordle.
I got you. All right, baby. Give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.